From KXEI Tucson, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm happy to welcome a senior who's majoring in anthropology with a human biology emphasis. Welcome, Paige Wagstaff.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Can you tell us about your lab work?
Yes, I work in the Laboratory for the Evolutionary Endocrinology of Primates, or also known as LEAP. Under Dr. Stacy Teacott, we're interested in studying hormones in non-human primates and humans. We've been getting into the gut microbiome in red-bellied lemurs. We go to Madagascar, we collect poop to analyze hormones and trying to repurpose them to study the gut microbiome.
Aren't lemurs kind of known for being really good parents?
That's why we study them, because we're interested in the evolutionary insights of maybe where paternal care came from. Because we see it in humans, you know, to some degree. Yes, a lot of dads do provide care for their offspring. And in a lot of non-human primate groups, that's not really seen. With the hormone side of things, I also worked on another project studying human moms. And I was interested in the hormone oxytocins.
Tell me more.
We're collaborating with Dr. Alicia Allen. And I was interested in if the mom, in her childhood, if she experienced adverse events, would that affect her physiology when she becomes a parent?
That's a good question. What kinds of results have you seen so far? Or is it too soon to ask?
No, we actually found results that we did not first hypothesize or predict. We found moms with higher adversity had higher oxytocin, which was not what we predicted.
It's almost like adversity can increase your capacity for joy.
Adversity in childhood is pretty common. I feel like a lot of people would hear this and have a little hope for they're just wanting to go into parenthood too. It's felt really good to do. Not that we can say moms are bonding more, but there's more opportunity for those bonds to be established because they are producing more oxytocin. Adversity has been shown to have like poor health outcomes, and I feel like this is just another understanding of what adversity can do physiologically.
You're widening the lens that we use to view adversity, allowing more questions and answers to come forth.
Yeah,
you're totally expanding our capacity to understand adversity. You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today has been Paige Wagstaff. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the lab to help broaden our understanding of adversity and oxytocin.
Thanks for having me. This was great. I love talking about it.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXEI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.